listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days. Cooler weather is here, so get your system operating at maximum efficiency with a preventative maintenance tune-up from American Air HVAC. Call American Air HVAC today to schedule at 423-238-6848. Well, it's a pleasure to be joined again on the Hardee's Hotline at 648-1051 by our good buddy Wes Rucker, Times Free Press alum, now covering the Vols for Tennessee's 24/7 site. He's been stationed in Nashville all week. Wes, hope you had a Merry Christmas. How are you?
Doing well. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas, too. It's finally starting to feel like winter again. It was like a little tropical there for Christmas Day.
Yes, it was. All right, you've been in Nashville, like I said. What can you tell what the motivation level is? I mean, we talked about on the show about yesterday's games. You would think Wake Forest, Minnesota, and Baylor would have gotten clobbered given the stuff that they had been going through in recent weeks, but all three of those teams win. So much of these bowl games is on who wants it more. Can you tell how Tennessee is in that department?
I think you're absolutely right about that, David. I think that the bowl games, unless they're playoff games or if they're games with teams that just are completely not on the same level talent-wise, it almost always comes down to which team wants to win more. And I got to be honest, I think this Tennessee team wants to win this game pretty badly. The proof will be in the pudding when they play on Friday. But these guys, there's a lot of guys on this team from Nashville. And while nothing will remove the stain of what happened to them a few weeks ago just across the street here against Vanderbilt, I think being back in Nashville is firing these guys up for at least a little bit of redemption.
All right, because we had this topic earlier this week. Will this game in any way, shape, or form change the narrative to Tennessee's season, regardless of the outcome, whether they look great or whether they look lousy? Will it change the narrative to what transpired in the regular season?
You know, I'm not much of a pessimist or a Debbie Downer by nature, but I don't think Tennessee can do a lot to help the narrative from this season in this game. What Tennessee can do, however, is turn that narrative and make it even worse. You know, I think that nothing will ever from this season. There's no way to get around the fact that Tennessee started 5-0, and then all Tennessee had to do was beat South Carolina and Vanderbilt to play for the SEC championship. Nothing's going to change that. The East was wide open for Tennessee this season, and the Vols didn't get it done. But what they can do now is, I don't know if you can say salvage it, but I think they can kind of keep it at a mild disappointment, basically, and not turn it even worse, because it's going to be a really rough offseason for these guys, especially if they lose this game.
And, Wes, I guess it was before Tennessee left, took the bus trip from Knoxville to Nashville, Butch Jones meeting with the media, bringing up the fact that coaches have called him saying, how did you do it? How did you keep it together with so many adversities you went through? What was kind of your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say whether someone said something was true or false, but I'd love to see a list of the coaches who said that. I'll put it that way. You know, I think this is and the weirdest thing is Butch does this all the time. He completely doubles down on something when he should either just let it go or just sort of address it and move on. He has this need to kind of have the final word on things, and he doesn't really like to admit anything specifically he ever does wrong. He kind of likes to just really double or triple down on things. And it's unfortunate because I think there are so many things about this job that this guy totally gets. But there are some things, a few big things that I just don't know if he'll ever understand. And that's one of them. There's no need to relive all that, Butch. Just let it go. Let that sleeping dog lie and move on. Talk about Nebraska. I don't think he's helping himself at any point when he's talking publicly these days.
You're listening to Wes Rucker, who does a fantastic job covering Tennessee for Tennessee's 24/7 sports site. You're listening to Wes here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Wes, were you a champion of Christmas?
I think I was, Jay. I do. You know, it was it was a little tough at time. There was some real perseverance that was required having to do Christmas in Knoxville and Nashville. But I think through the adversity, we fought through it and we got it done.
Where would you put Josh Dobbs? You've been on this beat. A lot of people don't know this because you're still a relatively young fellow, but you've been doing this now. We've passed the decade mark. Where would you rank Josh Dobbs on among your favorite players that you've covered up there?
You know, it's kind of, long story short, I think now he's up there near the top. And he's always been just an absolutely fantastic ambassador for the University of Tennessee in every way. I've said this before, I'll say it again. If you have a son, Joshua Dobbs is the best case example for what that son could be. A great athlete, a great kid, a smart kid, a super smart kid, and a kid who's got just tremendous character, tremendous class, and handles just about everything the way you'd want it handled. And I can't stress enough how impressive it is what he's done academically and athletically and in the community at Tennessee. It's just, it's the kind of thing you don't see very often. And then toward the end of his career, he even became a much better interview. He was so guarded at times early in his career. And a lot of guys just don't necessarily thrive in that spotlight at first, and they don't love kind of the bright lights being on them all the time. But Josh really grew into that, and he matured a lot in that way. And I think now he's become a pretty decent interview too. And he's just a kid who, in terms of athletically and the way he treats people, it's hard to top what that kid's done in a lot of ways, I think.
And we'll have multiple opportunities to talk to you again, because I think that's going to be a much bigger question mark in filling that void than a lot of people think. Quick names. Derek Barnett's gone, right?
Oh, yeah. I think Derek Barnett will play as many games as I will play for the University of Tennessee next season.
Alvin Kamara.
I'd say he's 90-plus percent gone. I'm pretty sure he's gone, too.
Is there anyone else out there weighing their options who you think will not be part of that football team next year who has eligibility?
I think Josh Malone has I might be wrong, but I continue to hear that Josh Malone is leaning toward leaving himself and thinking that this will be kind of the high water mark and the time for him to go before having to get used to a new quarterback and some other things next season. You know, I don't know that Malone's completely ready for that level. I think he's just now starting to become the player he should be. I think he still needs to improve his catch radius and some other things. But overall, I think he's become a very good football player. And I think he's a guy who is maybe leaning a lot more toward the NFL than a lot of people realize.
Did you hear him working catch radius right there?
That was a good one.
He's all grown up.
All right, you're listening to Wes Rucker here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Wes, when we last left Tennessee, I think the stat was in their last three regular season games, the defense allowed 1.13 miles.
Yep.
What has you thinking that Tennessee on Friday will not look like the Tennessee of the last 3 weeks of the regular season? Defensively.
You know, I think there's a couple things, and again, I'll say this before. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't think Bob Stoops is the problem. I don't think Bob Stoops is a bad football coach. I think he's one of the better defensive coordinators in college football, which makes this season even more mystifying, really, in a lot of ways. But I think they have a chance to play at least a little bit better in this game for a few reasons. One, Nebraska's starting quarterback is hurt, and Nebraska's number one wide receiver is hurt, and the number two quarterback, who will be starting, also is a little bit banged up. I think that's, you got to call that one what it is. That's the obvious one. Aside from that, I think Tennessee's bowl history the past 2 years has been pretty solid. When they've had a month to prepare, they've done a really good job self-scouting, evaluating what they needed to improve, and then going out there and doing it in the bowl games. And I think this team is just fresher. You know, nothing's going to magically make Shy Tuttle and Khalil McKenzie reappear their defensive tackle or Danny O'Brien. And those losses have just been huge. I mean, that's just throwing an absolute wrench into Tennessee's defense, and no Reeves Maven too. But the Vols are going to be healthier than they've been in a while. They've got enough bodies, I think, now that feel fresher and feel better. I think they'll be able to go out there and play at least a little bit better defensively in this one.
And, Wes, of course, you've been there from the start with Butch Jones. I think there are probably times they could put you up at the podium and you would answer the questions exactly how Butch would. If Tennessee wins this game, what do you think Butch's narrative, after all that's transpired this season, what do you think his narrative is going to be moving forward?
I think Butch's narrative will be talking about them winning three consecutive bowl games for the first time since the mid-90s, which is already a something he's been trying to drop into the ears of all of us recently. I think he'll talk about the rebuilding process and probably how his first 4 years compared to the 4 years before he got there. There'll be a lot of less than subtle messages he'll put out there, but the bottom line is he can't keep going something like 8-4, 7-5 at Tennessee and keep that job forever. And next season's going to be difficult. They're opening with a nightmare game against Georgia Tech, just a team that I would never in a million years schedule for any reason. So that's going to be a tough one. You know, Florida, Georgia, probably a little bit better. South Carolina, probably a little bit better. Still got to play Bama, got to host LSU. That's a really tough schedule next season for them, too. And it's going to be all they can to maybe be something like 8-4 next season. And if that's good enough for the people around Tennessee, that remains to be seen. But Butch will do what Butch does and try to put the most positive spin possible on it.
Wes, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully your game Friday has one of the sneaky good atmospheres. I think with Tennessee wearing the smoky grays and it being a sellout or right there at it, maybe this one's one of the better ones of the bowl season.
No doubt. It's two of the biggest names, two of the biggest brand names in college football. And Nebraska also deserves a lot of credit for putting those East Tennessee, you know, Mountain Tough decals on the back of their helmet for the people of Gatlinburg, which was a really classy gesture. And it's two big fan bases, two great fan bases. As far as non-premier bowl games go, this is a pretty decent one.
All right. Well, I'll be in Memphis for Liberty. Give me Liberty, but give it to me at noon. So I have that one on you. But enjoy Friday's game, and we will catch you in 2017. And thank you so much for being a regular this football season here on Press Row. We really do appreciate it.
Anytime for y'all. You know that. TFP for life.
Wes Rucker, covering Tennessee for 24/7 Sports, joining us here. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.